one and one to Williams. Everybody quiet now here at Fenway Park after they gave him a standing ovation of 2 minutes, knowing that this is probably his last time at bat.
One of America's best-known sportscasters has died. Kurt Gowdy worked on all three major TV networks covering all of the big events, including 8 Olympic Games and 13 World Series. He was the lead announcer for the fledgling American Football League and called the first Super Bowl. But in Boston, he's best known for his 16 seasons as the voice of the Red Sox.
Williams swings, and there's a long drive to deep right. That ball is going, and it is gone. A home run for Ted Williams in his last time at bat in the Major League.
That was Kurt Gowdy calling Ted Williams' last trip to the plate. The two men remained friends for years. Gowdy's play-by-plays were enthusiastic, easygoing, and honest. He told listeners what was happening on the field as well as off the field. Richard Johnson is the curator of the Sports Museum in Boston. He says Kurt Gowdy was one reason fans kept up with the Red Sox, even when the team wasn't playing so well.
He'd be calling a game, and he'd be talking about going down to visit Ted in Florida in January and going out on a boat with him or something. He'd have some great story like that as he was calling a ball game. And the fact was is that you were hearing a broadcaster who was both an equal and intimate of the stars he was covering. And there are not many broadcasters today who could claim that.
Gowdy was sometimes criticized for his friendship with players, but he didn't see a problem with it. Here's a clip from the Archive of American Television.
If Don DiMaggio let a ball roll under his legs up against the wall, I told him. Hell, they got television, they can see it. You're not kidding anybody. I said, I used to rap Williams. And he used to say, you're right. And he told me, I wouldn't respect you if you hadn't pointed that out.
In 1970, 26 years after he started, Gowdy became the first sportscaster to win a George Foster Peabody Award for excellence in broadcasting. But aside from the accolades, Gowdy will also be remembered every time a player gets jinxed. His name has become part of the sports vernacular. Players, particularly baseball players, get gowdied.
Throughout sports and throughout broadcast booths, basically, it's the jinx. It's saying something. This guy has never given up a home run to a right-handed hitter, and immediately the right-handed hitter will hit a home run as soon as you say that. Apparently, there was some sequence of events where Kurt would say something, and the opposite of what he said would happen immediately, and it became known as gowdying that particular event. So if a guy had a no-hitter going, he said, this guy hasn't given up a hit all night, boom, next pitch is a base hit. So I don't know the genesis of it. My guess is one of his partners probably saw a pattern here and just teased him about it.
That's Boston Globe columnist Dan Shaughnessy talking about sportscaster Kurt Gowdy, who died today in Florida after a long battle with leukemia. Gowdy is survived by his wife, his three children, and 5 grandchildren.